Shmiras Aloshin, Shara Zachira, Perek Tess, Shin number 65. Chavetz Chaim is focusing here on the severity of a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Specifically, a person might say incorrectly, what's the big deal? So I said a few words of Lashon Hara, what's the big deal? To this he writes, V'chol hadiburim. Every single word that a person speaks, hakol nichtavim lemaylo, is written up in Shemayim. Every word a person says, there is a person, a malach, writing down every single word he says. As the pasuk tells us, "Al titein espicha lachti es bisarecha." Person should be careful to not let his mouth lachti es bisarecha to harm his flesh, says Shlomo HaMelech. So how does his mouth harm his flesh? How does his mouth come to attack him? Imagine a person throws a boomerang. Instead of catching the boomerang, he turns around. They tell me it really works. You throw the boomerang, it comes right back at you. Imagine you throw the boomerang and you turn around and all of a sudden you get a hit on the head. You get it from the ground and you look around. Who threw that? And you wonder. You're very upset. You're very angry. You got hurt. Smashed to the ground. Someone comes over to you and says, is this yours? He hands you the boomerang. And you say, yeah, that's mine. Where'd you get it from? Says, well, I saw that's what knocked you to the ground. And then the person realizes what happened. He got distracted after he threw the boomerang. He turned around and he himself smashed himself down to the ground. So now, it sounds absurd. It sounds ridiculous. What kind of sane person would do that? That's just the mashal. But the nimshal is that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's throwing himself a boomerang. And he's not catching, he's getting hit in the head. That's what the pasuk says, Al titein espicha lachti es bisarecha. Don't let your mouth harm you. Kevin shapeh oim lashon hara, hu chayte al aguf, shegayim lilkois. Once a person speaks lashon hara, he harms himself, he causes himself damage, he punishes himself. He's going to be afflicted with punishments. Hare lachti is bisarecha. That's what it means. Lachti is bisarecha. He's harming his flesh, his own skin. Shehapeh choyte alabasar. This person gets up from throwing the boomerang. He sees he's got these cuts all over. He's got bruises. And he's very upset. But you know, he calms down a little when he realizes he's the guilty party. He's the one who threw the boomerang. The person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's causing himself tzaras, physical tzaras. What does it mean? Al toymar lifnei hamalach kishgogehi. What does it mean when it says in the Medrash, Al toymar lifnei hamalach, don't say in front of the malach that it was a mistake. Shlai toymar, don't say, hareini hoylich v'oymer Lashon Hara, then briyo yoydas. Person should not make the mistake and think, I'm going to speak my Lashon Hara, what I want to say. Free country, free world. I can say what I want. Freedom of speech. That's incorrect. Hashem says as follows. Have you idea? You should know. Shani shaleich malach. I'm going to send a malach. And this is what happens every single day with every single person. For who I made etzlecha. And he's standing right here. And he's got the i45 million. You know, the new iPhone that comes out, that was never the few days, right? The mouse has got the most advanced technology. Nothing ever gets forgotten. It's always crystal clear. It's the best recorder. and he's writing down everything you say about your friend. That's what Hashem says to this person. And we have to know that's what happens. And all of these discussions from the Chafetz Chaim are to encourage us to realize that Lashon Hara is very serious. And we have to make sure that we avoid it as much as possible, because we don't want to be throwing a boomerang at ourselves and wondering, well, how did that happen? Don't let your mouth harm yourself.